I'd just reach in my little sack and I'd just pepper the woods with those good peas so I'd get through in a hurry. Kids will do funny things.
Sure will. You're talking about chopping cotton. What do you mean when you say chop cotton?
Chopping cotton means to thin it and to get the grass and the weeds out. You take your hoe and you go up your row, and if there are two plants or three plants, you chop one of them down, and you chop the grass up and the weeds up.
Was there any particular type of grass or weeds that gave special trouble?
You know, I have tried, my grandson and me have had a garden for the last 3 or 4 years over at their place, and he and I are always talking about farming. He's an old farmer at heart, and he'll say, is this the kind of grass that you used to have when you were a girl? Are these the same kind of weeds you used to have? I don't remember the weeds, and I just remember that we had what we called a goose grass. Did you ever hear anybody say a goose grass?
I don't think so.
Well, the reason I guess it was called that, because they turned the geese into the fields, and those geese would eat that particular grass and nothing else. And that used to worry me why they didn't bother the corn and the cotton.
What about some of the typical buildings that you would have on a farm?
Well, we had what we called the pea shelter, and that's where they stored the peas and any dry stuff that, like the fodder, the hay, and things of that sort went into that shelter.
Was that a separate building?
Uh-huh. And underneath the wagons and the harness and things of that sort went. Then we had the regular barn that had the stalls for the animals, and then the upstairs part had the bales of hay. Now you see, this fodder that was pulled would be in sheaths or bound in bundles, and that would be in that other loft. Then we had what we called a cottonseed cabin or hut or lean-to, but it was just a little building where they stored the cottonseed. Nothing else was in there. And all of those buildings were a good piece from the house. The cottonseed shack was closer to the house than the other two. As a child, we had a pretty good layout for our farm, and that's what makes me so sad when I go down there and there's just nothing. Nothing.
Well, was there any sort of building where you might keep your corn or other kind of grain?
Well, that's right, the crib. I forgot about that. Where the cattle, where their stalls were at each end. You see, when you went into this, it was a big open space like a hallway for this barn. And the stalls were on either side. Okay, just as you went in, there were cribs before you got to the stalls, and that's where the corn was kept.
So your cattle could be kept inside?
Yes,
the barn?
Yes, and fed, and the horses too, and kept out of the weather.
So it wasn't called, have you ever heard people talk about a cow barn or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, a lot of people had what they call cow barns and horse barns. But ours was a combination. We both. See, my father didn't have all that many heads of working mules and horses. He had one mule that, real and truly, I think he had too much sense. He was something else. When my father would stop plowing on Saturday afternoon, they always went to the store. The men folks always gathered over for a chat